Let's dive deeper into the economic picture, because while markets are celebrating potential Iran deal progress, the underlying data suggests we might be entering a period of persistently elevated inflation rather than returning to the 2% target the Federal Reserve prefers. April's PCE report is expected to show inflation near 4%, which would represent a significant stalling in the disinflationary progress we saw through 2023 and early 2024.
That 4% figure is particularly concerning because it suggests inflation might be becoming entrenched at levels that are uncomfortable for both consumers and policymakers. The Fed has been hoping that supply chain normalization and energy price stabilization would naturally bring inflation down, but geopolitical tensions are complicating that scenario significantly.
Treasury Secretary Bessent is facing increasingly limited options as Treasury yields climb despite Federal Reserve policy. The bond market is essentially telling the administration that fiscal policy and geopolitical risks are overwhelming monetary policy efforts. When markets lose confidence in the government's ability to manage both deficits and international crises simultaneously, yields rise regardless of Fed intentions.
Hong Kong overtaking Switzerland as the world's top offshore wealth hub represents a massive shift in global financial architecture. Switzerland has dominated private banking for decades. But Hong Kong's proximity to Chinese wealth and its continued access to international markets are creating new dynamics in how ultra-high net worth individuals manage their assets.
The Hong Kong development is strategically important because it signals confidence in the territory's continued role as a financial bridge between China and the West, despite ongoing political tensions. If wealthy individuals are moving assets to Hong Kong rather than traditional Western financial centers, it suggests they believe Hong Kong's special status will be maintained regardless of broader U.S.-China tensions.
Delta's crew scheduling crisis during Memorial Day weekend, which disrupted over 300 flights on Saturday alone, illustrates how operational failures can quickly become financial catastrophes in highly leveraged industries. Airlines operate on thin margins, and when basic operations break down, the financial impact cascades quickly through customer satisfaction, regulatory scrutiny, and operational costs.
The airline situation also reflects broader labor market tightness that's contributing to inflationary pressures. Pilot shortages and training bottlenecks mean airlines can't easily replace workers or expand capacity to meet demand, which keeps prices elevated and service quality variable. These structural labor market issues don't respond quickly to monetary policy changes.
Enhanced Group's stock plunging after what's being described as a chaotic Vegas debut shows how important execution is for companies going public in challenging market conditions. When investors are already skeptical about valuations, any operational problems get magnified into broader concerns about management competence and business model viability.
Larry Fink's comment that pensions and savings will need to fund trillions in AI infrastructure build-out reveals the scale of capital requirements for technological transformation. But it also suggests that traditional sources of retirement security might be redirected towards speculative technology investments, which could create systemic risks if AI investments don't deliver expected returns.
The Krispy Kreme data breach settlement offering up to $3,500 to affected employees demonstrates how cybersecurity failures are becoming regular corporate expenses rather than exceptional events. Companies are budgeting for data breaches the way they budget for other operational risks, which suggests these problems are considered inevitable rather than preventable.
China's decision to delay Airbus deliveries as pressure on Europe regarding COMAC jets shows how trade relationships are becoming increasingly politicized. Commercial aviation deals that were once purely economic transactions are now tools of diplomatic leverage, which adds uncertainty and costs to global supply chains.